This is Chichi.
And Donnie fucking don't.
And we're here to discuss the topic of the week, posted on November 18, 2024. XXX Drugs XXX.
This week, we're exploring the topic of drugs and the relationship to anarchy. Define drugs. How do you think most anarchists think about the topic of drugs? What historical examples are there of anarchists addressing this topic? As an anarchist, what is your relationship to drugs? How does the topic of drugs, as you might define it, relate to your anarchist way of life, if at all? Who in the anarchist space do you see addressing the topic of drugs? Tell us more. What can you burn that is somehow related to what the topic is saying? What historical examples are there of anarchists addressing the topic of drugs? Tell us your favorite story of being or not being on drugs. This is very repetitive. All right. What do you got?
Let's see. So XXX stands for porn, right? Porn, drugs, and porn. That's the topic. Sorry.
You are definitely the first to make that joke.
Right, yes. Right. I bet. Well, the thing with drugs is that the first thing they ask is to define. And I actually should have looked at a dictionary, but because it's a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
It is things that alter your mental state. It's something that helps or not with an ailment or something. I'm going to bring some fancy stuff here. Like, there is Paracelsus had, there is a quote that is, that people say it was him that said, that it says in Latin, sola dosis facit venenum. And I think that's a great understanding of how at least drugs works. And
you gonna translate for us or?
Nah. Okay. Nah, it's only the dose makes the poison.
Mm.
And that's it. Like that for me, because it is like something that works in a way for somebody doesn't work in another way for another person. And it's the same, even in the same person. The other day, we were talking about, like, people ODing with, like, heroin. And sometimes it was because they were shooting it, and then they went to jail. And then they, like, were cleaned. And then went back, and they thought they could use the same amount, but their body was not used to it anymore. And one of the things that I like about thinking of drugs in this sense is because this is like a very concrete example of when we are talking like we are not the same all the time and people are not the same. It's not like it's an interesting way I think of thinking as every person as one thing, like the unique, if you wanna. And not like individual, selfish, I fucking do whatever I want, you know? It's just like, it's just that. Like, things works different in different bodies. And even in our own bodies, depending on the moment we are, they also, we are different. We are not, so, yeah, that's a start.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. They are different for every person. And even different for different people at times. And I'll at least for this purpose, I want to shrink the definition of drugs that I'm discussing to what one would reasonably call drugs in a conversation. So like when you say the anarchist scene has a drug problem or that person is all fucked up on drugs, everyone knows you're not talking about Tylenol or whatever. You know, I think we can bracket drugs in the thing that people mean when they say that person's on drugs.
I'm not sure I can, because Also,
I'm telling you what I mean when I say drugs. Okay. So if you want to interpret the thing I'm saying differently, you can do that. Okay. But you'll know what I mean from here on in.
Yes. So what would you understand, like, because a lot of people are, like, in mental thing drugs.
Yes.
And I think that's a fucking problem. And I think these people, like, become... It's a very complicated issue because, I don't know, like... Everyone is either in ADHD or depression or whatever, fucking whatever, medicine. And then, yeah, there is even like a comment. One of the comments mentioned is the person was saying like they were trying to get rid of all these drugs. And at the same time, like, you always know somebody who stopped taking the medicines and then, I don't know, try to kill themselves or actually succeeded on that. And it fucking sucks because you like the person, but... The problem for me in the first place was starting taking that. So it's a problem. Like it's like a person who starts shooting heroin and gets addicted and all that, and when they stop, they're not the same. They if you lived with one ex heroin addicted, you know, like it's not it like the problems don't stop when anyway. So. Also, it doesn't mean that I'm against people trying new things, but I'm just bringing that I think, like, official drugs are also a problem. Not only cocaine or not the ones that are not allowed.
I mean, alcohol is perfectly allowed, and I would definitely put that under the category. Yeah. And now weed is allowed as well. So, I mean... Yeah, and there's all the, like, gas station drugs that, you know, and whippets and stuff that are all allowed. So, I mean, legality is not the question.
Okay, it's not legality, but the ones that are prescribed by doctors, like, and are taken because they are prescribed by doctors, not like, oh, no, this person just used the, not like the doctor said for them to use. No, I think that's not... With the thing that I'm mentioning about this, like, for depression or whatever is, and I don't know.
So I guess maybe part of why I'm more interested in, like, the intoxicant drugs in this case is because you're talking about how it's different for every individual. But I think that drugs are consistent enough that while you can't predict how they'll act with any individual, I think you can predict how they will act within a large group of people.
What do you mean?
Relatively consistently. So, like, yeah, let's say you give heroin to one person. You really don't know how they're going to react. But let's say that heroin is very common in a group of 100 people. You can very predictably determine some dynamics that are going to emerge pretty rapidly.
I think that makes sense. But I'm not sure I absolutely agree because there's also other things involved.
Like if you tell me that a person shoots heroin semi-regularly, I really don't know that much about that person's relationship to heroin. But if I tell you that there are a scene where many of the people in it shoot heroin regularly, you actually know a decent amount about that scene suddenly.
Yeah, it's hard for me to talk about heroin because I didn't grow up with heroin being like something. It was something from the movies. And when I watched it, Trainspotting, I decided I didn't want to try heroin because I like sex too much. And they said that it's better than sex. And I said, whoa, no, I think I'm I don't want that.
Okay. Well, but where you grew up, there's plenty of like crack and cocaine. So like, if I tell you that like a lot of people in a scene smoke crack, you immediately have some ideas about some of the social dynamics in that scene.
It is interesting, and there is something that happened on the streets with the kids. I'm talking kids. I'm not talking twins or teenagers.
Yeah,
kids that lived on the streets that use one kind of drug before, and it was not crack, And then they would, like, it's not good that they are on the street, like, they are on the streets not because it's just fun. There's a lot of reasons that bring them there. And, of course, they're kids. They're also playing and they are also enjoying, like, drugs as a... but the thing is that the thing is starting to deteriorating more actually when crack got in. Like, before there was something about, like, tripping and it's... I mean, it has its problems. It is weird, but, like, it definitely brought a different dynamic that brought more complicated situations, both for the kids and for the people around. And you suddenly also had more police involved, which is also
You're talking about really like LSD bad. And mushrooms?
No.
Oh, sorry, you said tripping.
Okay, it's just for LSD and mushrooms?
What are you referring to? Like ecstasy or...
I don't know the name, but it's not, no. No, no.
Like
no,
robo-tripping? No, like on like cough syrup or like...
Yeah, I think that would be the closest one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I just misused probably some words in English. But now I got... What was I saying again?
You were saying that prior to the introduction of crack in the place that you
grew up... Yeah, no. So, okay, right. So yeah, so what I'm trying to do is actually trying to understand your point, and I agree that I've seen this situation happening, like, when crack was introduced. But then you were talking. I was just interrupting you.
It's all right. But yeah, so I think... Yeah, there are a lot of different types of drugs. I think I'm interested in the I guess, and they bring different types of dynamics. I think the dynamics around hard drugs are a large challenge to anarchist models, because I think that hard drugs... I think the premise under anarchist models is that there's enough to go around for everyone, if people just take what they need, you know, and that the reason that there's not enough for everyone right now is because some people are taking drastically more than they need. And I think the problem with hard drugs like crack and heroin, cocaine, whatever you want to... I don't mean to just be harping on crack in some weird racialized way or whatever, cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, is that the person can actually become like insatiable, and there actually is no upper limit, maybe on one person, but like on a group of people who are using a drug like this, there is actually no upper limit on what those people need. And so all of a sudden, I don't know how you get away from a scarcity culture in a situation where people have like a bottomless beast that they need to feed.
Yeah, I think that the problem... So maybe what I will disagree with you is I don't think the problem is the drug. I think it much more about like our social interactions. I'm forgetting all the words. I promise you guys, I didn't smoke one before I started, but I'm feeling like I did. So there is something like it has more because you can have, first of all, like I think one thing that doesn't matter if you live in an anarchist society or not, or a society that is more liberated or more welcoming or more, it doesn't matter. Like there will always be somebody like more than one that will just escape. And by escape, I mean they will either go crazy, they will get hooked on something really hard, something will happen. When it happens the way you're saying, that it's like a group of people, it is not because there is a problem with the surround. Like, it's a problem with the surrounding. It's not like, oh, we are a group of friends and we are all using, I don't know, heroin, but then one of us got hooked because whatever. I think it's just going back to the thing, like, the doses make the poison, you know, like, and some people, they just, if you are in what make this thing, most people to extrapolate and this becomes like problems and social problems and whatever, is because we are, it's all the poison around. It's just like a miserable life, a miserable, yeah, there is, because people are either like trying to be numb, and then the thing like with alcohol, what the problem with alcohol, like, got fucked up when, like, with industrialization, because how are you going to fucking bear that fucking stupid kind of way of, you can, if you can call it living. So it's making, so there's one thing that it's making bearable a situation that is unbearable. And also, and that I added, like, the mental, all the mental medicines, ADHD, depression, whatever, whatever, people have. So, and I met people that actually, like, they were not functioning without that, and they were very miserable. But yeah, it's, I wish there was a way, like, they could, instead of that, doing something else of their lives, instead of having to take the medicines. But anyway, you need to make bearable a situation that it's unbearable. Some people do it just because they're bored and to entertain. Some do it because they want to open their visions of world. And so, yeah, there is a lot, but the ways that I think that cause problem is just this. It's the most, I'll start again. I think the problem is because most people are trying to make bearable a situation that is unbearable, like this kind of life that is unbearable, and you don't even need to go to a traumatized situation for this way of living being unbearable. Yeah. And so my point was, that's not the drugs. It's not on the drugs. Yes, there will always be somebody who will get absolutely lost and won't be able to come back because of drugs, and it has nothing to do with the, or it has little to do with the world around. But I think when you have like these problems, like in downtowns or whatever, like with crack or with heroin or with whatever, I think it's this other thing that I'm saying. It's not the drugs. It's all the rest.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree that like drug abuse or overuse or whatever you want to call it, is like a product of the society that we live in. I'm not, yeah, but I guess my, I'm more like, maybe the niche that I'm trying to work into here is like specifically like how hard drugs currently interact and challenge like anarchist projects, like what should be, not should, but like, if you have a functioning space, what are the challenges with allowing drugs into that space? Other than the legal ones, we don't care about the laws, but like, what are the challenges with like being like, oh, like hardcore addicts have started showing up at our events, you know? Yeah, no, I mean, definitely in like an anarchist society or small anarchist, whatever, you know, you don't like the concept of an anarchist society, but whatever, an anarchist zone or whatever, you kind of have some different dynamics. But like in the context of like an anarchist project currently functioning within like a larger capitalist society, I think the challenges are pretty extreme.
Yeah, no, I'm not against establishing, like, you have a space with events and establishing, hey, this space here, we decided, and I've been, like, even in squats that were like this, hey, like, we're not going to use anything here because, like it causes more trouble. But yeah, people are free to use whenever, however they want, which is different than the with the straight edge approach. Like there's nothing written in straight edge, but it's x. And I really dislike, like I absolutely dislike the straight edge approach because, yeah, as a personal choice, or like caring for you, I understand, or discussing it, but like straight edge, I think it's straight religious. Like I really, almost all interactions I had with were like purely religious interactions, like don't use drugs, and they all, of course, doesn't mean that they were healthy mentally or anything. It just would be an asshole in a different way.
Yeah, I think maybe I had a really different experience, just where like a large portion of my early adult life was spent in a town with like a really robust, largely straight edge or ex-straight edge, but like relatively sober anarchist milieu. And so like that eventually like went out of style as straight edge became like more marginalized, and the shift was slow at first and then like just night and day to me, you know, where we had all of our events were just like default sober. And then as like alcohol was introduced to our scene, like people who had had problems with alcohol before, who had been there functioning fine, just like immediately fell off the fucking wagon, like multiple of them. Yeah, I feel like I think that's the thing, is I think just like if you don't want the problems that come with those things, keeping them out of your spaces is just the easiest way to do it.
But that's the thing. The problems don't, like, these things, okay, they ascend, they make maybe easier for you to recognize the problems, but the problems are there with or without drugs. And like, I've seen a straight edge scene that it was, there was a lot of the most nastier people ever, and they were, there was a lot of, there were nice people, don't get me wrong, there were people that I carry my heart to today, but there were people that were just fucking assholes, like, all the fucking wrong things. And
now, to be clear, this scene, though, was not an activist scene, it was just a music-based subculture, right?
No. It was both.
This was a segment of an anarchist scene that you're describing.
Yes.
Okay.
And anyway, and the thing is that the problems, they are there. Like the fact that you don't use it, like there's also, I should have taken notes. There is also another phrase from one author that I like, but I won't remember, but it's not, oh fuck, I wish I could, so explain it, it won't be as cool, but it has to do, like, it's not the drugs that are, like, the drugs don't do anything to, it's that idea that the drugs don't make you do things, like, you don't become a monster when you are on drugs or on alcohol, it's just something that is already there.
See, I think that's true in the short term. Like, I think, yeah, when you drink and, like, a monster comes out or whatever, like, maybe that's in there somewhere. But also, like, if you keep that in check regularly, then maybe it's not so much. But no, I mean, there are, I know we disagree on, like, brain science or whatever. But I mean, like, heroin hijacks your brain. Like, you are not yourself when heroin has its fucking claws in your dopamine.
Unfortunately never tried it. Maybe I'll have to try right after this.
Never tried it. I've just watched people that I know become not themselves. Like, that's the thing. It's like people...
Or you thought... That's the thing. That's something that you
those don't... people were always just shitheads who would steal from an anarchist bookstore and their friends? Or, like, what are you saying?
No, I'm saying that it's something that
they always had that inside of them, but they were just, like, not letting it out?
It's, like, I had a rough period in my life, and that was also the period that I used more drugs, and I drank more, and I was, like... And I was an asshole with some very good friends. And because I was in that moment, like, and it was not the drugs that made, I was in that mindset, I was reacting to some stuff, and I was not, like, I was not a nice person.
But you've, like, never had a friend that was, like, trustworthy and would not have stolen from the anarchist bookstore, who you watch as, like, become a very untrustworthy person who stole from collective projects and their friends?
But just... stealing, it doesn't make a person necessarily bad, you know?
I didn't say bad. What I said is it hijacks them and turns them into someone that they weren't before.
But that's, okay, I used the wrong word, but it's a different thing. So why are they stealing things? It's, you know, it's because, it's not because they are a different person. It's because there's something there.
To pay for drugs. Sorry, I'm not sure I wasn't clear about that.
Yeah.
Oh, because money. That's why.
Yeah, but you see, it's not about that. It's not about that.
Well, it is, because now they're putting those drugs ahead of their like, stealing from your friend is going to destroy your relationship with your friend. So, like, at that point, like, you're putting a drug ahead of your friendship with that person, and the people that I know who have done that would not have done that and would have thought that that was, like, basically impossible prior to those drugs, like, getting in the driver's seat of their
brain. But that doesn't make them necessarily an asshole.
I didn't say an asshole. I said a different person.
I know, but my point is the thing, if people use, when they use drugs and they are assholes, it is something that is inside. And I'm not saying, like, people are a lot of things of this at the same time. People are not just... That's why also this... I know I'm the person who's been using good and bad and stuff, but that's why actually this thing doesn't make sense, because there is a lot of things going on, and some things are socially acceptable, some things are socially unacceptable, blah, 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 even inside or outside the anarchist. I just think, like, it's not... I don't think that stealing because you want to... It's a problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem. But I don't think, as an example, that wouldn't ruin a friendship. It would bring aware and say, okay, fine. I can actually not trust this person at this moment with money or... But it doesn't, there's nothing there that's not the issue. No, it doesn't, it's not a different person for me. It's, it didn't change. Am I being clear?
See, to me, I guess that's what I'm saying about the drugs being in the driver's seat. It is, if you don't think that that person would have stolen from you before, and they're doing it now, then you don't think they're a different person, then you're acknowledging that they're not actually in control of their actions, and that they are doing, like,
they are in control of their actions.
That it was not a thing that was inside of them before. No, it's a weird...
They are in control of their actions, but it's not, I don't think that the drugs is in there's something going on, and then they fucking got hooked on this, and they need, and if... When you need, and it's not, it doesn't make you, I don't know, I do not agree with you.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, well, I think another point was historical examples. And I remember one, there was, like, in the early 20th century and end of the 19th century, because of the thing that we mentioned before, the problems with alcoholism, there was a lot of anarchist groups that actually vouched against alcohol, because it was, like, yeah, it became They were fighting. They were... anyway.
Yeah, wasn't the Bono gang, like, basically straight edge?
No, straight edge is something from the late 20th century.
I said Bono, basically.
No. I bet no.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know enough to... But I don't think so. No, but anyway, but I'm just saying, yes, there was... And I'm not saying I 100% agree, but historically, yes, like, anarchists at some times embraced, like, the use of... with alcohol, like non-alcohol, because it became a huge problem. At the same time, like, there was with laudanum,
laudanum,
like, you had workers, especially a lot of moms that had to go to work and would, like, just give it to their kids.
Yeah.
And or take it themselves.
Yeah.
But that all. These two is connected with the thing that making bearable or doable something that is unbearable or impossible. Yeah, those are the... Well, and on the other side, historical examples, you have the 60s and the experiment with other ways of seeing life and seeing... And it did open... It didn't work for some people... It did work for other people, like having an outer perception, and then with that you actually open the spaces and doors and visions and possibilities and all that. So I don't think that's bad. I was part of a theater group for a while that the first rehearsal we would all drink, and it was... great for the things that we did, because we all got like very emotional and intense and all that, and got very close very fast, or deal with if there's any issue it would pop up, so it helped to accentuate any issues and also like to us to get rid of our any prudish that we would have. And the other, like, and after these first ones, we would not use alcohol anymore, because then we want to focus on the text and we want to be sharp on that. So we would not use, but it was very helpful in the beginning. And what else? I don't know. Do you know any examples? Historical examples, maybe?
Don't have any good ones. Yeah, no, not particularly.
Okay. Yeah, about the question who addresses, I think that's a tricky one. I'd rather not say.
Who addresses?
No, there was one question on the topic of the week, like, who addresses it? I mean, there is a lot of... I could have done a research on more official things, like, oh, there is this text or there is this specific project, because there are harm right. reduction projects. There are a lot of, but I could have done that, but
I want to throw back to Straight Edge a little bit. I mean, Straight Edge didn't come out of nowhere, and it didn't come out of a religious scene or Christianity or anything. It came directly out of a reaction to like heavy drug and alcohol use in the punk scene destroying it regularly, you know. So I mean, it is also like a product of a problem.
Was it a problem though? Because if you think like what the point of punk a lot of time was not really like it was really destroying, and like society is dying, let's help it die faster.
By killing ourselves.
And everything else around, sure.
Yeah,
I
mean, think when those are your friends, it doesn't hit quite like that. But
I know. There's a little bit of romance on that. Yeah. But also, I do think it's, in a way, part of the punk scene way or whatever. And...
I guess I think like one interesting historical point would be like the Black Panthers interaction, where they had like various literature, like what was it, dope plus capitalism equals genocide, was one of their texts, and a lot of what they were doing was trying to help people get off drugs in their communities. And similarly, robbing drug dealers was like a primary fundraiser. Okay. So I think, you know, I mean, I think there are maybe examples of how like drugs were dealt with. I mean, also, like, don't get me wrong, like they did cocaine and it was like one of their big downfalls. So I'm not saying that they were like straight edge or whatever. But.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you use a drug with the, there is also this other way of using drugs, like that people on the, what's the stock market, like cocaine, because you have to be like 1,000 miles per hour or something, and it's kind of a stupid way of using it, and I'm giving the most stupid example, but people using, is Rivotril that you, to pass the tests in, to,
oh, Adderall?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be. Maybe.
Ritalin?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the names. But not... Like, just to get more points on whatever test. And again, like, all of this is not separated from the way that our society works. Because... that these are the values, and then people are going for it, and they, yeah, drugs that enhance performance. That's what I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that can be any, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's as a tale as old as time, right? That's like chewing coca leaf or whatever.
It's what?
It's like chewing coca leaf and shit.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
It's done to enhance performance.
No.
Yeah. Where? Like, when people work in the field and, like, your joints hurt and you're tired and you still have work to do, so you chew coca leaf so you can keep working.
My experience with that was really just... It was not...
Is that not, like, the primary thing it's used for? It's just, like farmers and, like, field workers and shit? Like,
I can't... Because I don't know that much, I will look into it. But I was not aware of it. I thought it was, it would help with other things, including like for people who are not from certain altitudes to get used to it. And
like to enhance their performance at other altitudes?
No, not to enhance. Now you're just being silly.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so, well, I'm learning here that I knew that already, but there is a lot of things that I need to research more. Or somebody else there that maybe is listening can research it and write a very cool text and post on Anarchist News, and then I can read and I don't need to do the research. Yes.
But yeah.
And what else? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think as far as soft drugs go, I have a lot less opinions. I think I'm glad that weed is becoming legal, obviously.
So there's the thing, soft drugs and hard drugs. I go back to the doses. It's not, okay, sure, you can...
If you don't...
You can call hard drugs the one that you don't need a higher dose. It's okay, that can be, I can go with that.
I would say ones that have like real physical addictions or like change you permanently, like crack, where like after you like
where I don't necessarily agree with you.
Fair enough. I think that if you can fry your brain on a month-long bender in a way that changes you for life, you've probably been doing a hard drug. But you don't have to agree. That's all right. What else we got? Anything?
No, do you want to take a look at the, if there is other questions?
No, I mean, I think people are probably largely like familiar with the like different anarcho straight edge texts that have come out over the years. Wasted Indeed and oh god, what was the other one? The more thorough zine by Nick Riot Fag at the time. Let me see.
I mean, and we didn't even enter the issues like with the police and how you can use it to target people and target specific groups of people and all that. And yeah.
There's, oh, yeah. No, I mean,
there would be a lot to discuss.
But. Yeah. Well, and regarding that, like to me, like that has a lot less to do with like straight edge and anarchy, or like drugs and anarchy. Like to me, that's just like that's like capitalism and anarchy, or like capitalism and drugs, or like police and drugs.
Yes.
You know. Oh, maybe towards a less fucked up world. That was the other one. Yeah. Yeah, those have always been the two main ones. Then there was like a book called like Sober Living for the Revolution that came out.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't think I have anything to add right now, probably after we turn it off. And also maybe I bet people have much more interesting things to add.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as far as like anarchists addressing drugs, right? There's like needle exchanges and people trying to set up clean shooting spaces and all that kind of like what I'll call like harm reduction stuff.
Yeah,
I think
that is not necessarily even anarchist.
It's no, just, but it a lot of it is done by anarchists.
Yes,
that's what I'm that saying. Is so true. I mean, that's probably disproportionately.
It's like the food not version bombs of dealing with drugs.
Yeah. The project is only kind of anarchistic, but it's staffed by anarchists. Yeah and like obviously all that stuff is really good. We had our harm reduction podcast,
yes,
like probably almost a year ago now. Yes. No, maybe less than that.
I don't know,
but people can go back and listen to our bitter discussion on harm reduction.
Or not. Anyway, okay. Well, if you guys have something to say, disagree, or new ideas, or just go and say it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Take care.
Have a good night.
Be careful with the doses.
Yeah.
But have fun also.
Junkies.
I'm just kidding. No. Bye. Did I have a good time?